The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tim Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on to this Thursday. Live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines. And we're just a few months away. Smashville will roar. Hockey will be back. And the 84-game schedule has been released. We say hello now to Max Herz from Preds Radio and here on 102.5 The Game. Hello, Max. What's up?
Hi, guys. You know where to find me for the next 8 months now, so I can plan my life.
Yeah. Looking at it, we've texted a little bit. I said to start the show, if you want to know what this team is, you're going to find out in the first really 20 games or so, because I would say it's a pretty not easy draw. I mean, you got two Central Division opponents to start the season at home against Minnesota and Dallas, and then you look at those road games early on. To Canada, who knows what that is, but then Vegas, San Jose, St. Louis. I mean, you're going to have some tests in there, especially in the first month to month and a half of the season.
Well, there aren't any easy teams for the most part, and if there are teams that you could argue are easy, they're not on that first month of the schedule, except maybe Ottawa. But you got to show up and prove it. The Preds have had a bad start each of the first three seasons under Andrew Brunette as the head coach, and as it was going into last season, he's coaching for his job, Chase, and I don't think Chris McFarland as the new GM will have the patience that Barry Trotz had. So I think a great start is essential, and now you know who you got to do it against. You knew it was going to be tough no matter what. They will get to be at home a lot in October, but that road trip, second week of the year, same place they went on the road early last season, Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa, that'll be big.
Well, and as you mentioned, I mean, you know, look, he knows that. I think we all know that. The players probably know that, you know, that first 15 to 20 is going to decide, does the Andrew Brunette era continue in Smashville? But at the same time, I think if I'm him, I would rather have that kind of test early on, because hopefully you can prove yourself. And this team is going to be a different team. We've seen Chris McFarland come in here and make some pretty big additions. So I think it's good that it's a little bit of an extra test early on.
Yeah, it's got to be something that wakes them up and gets their full attention from the start. So I think the early start to the season will be good. Preseason will be shorter. And then they can just go and get it starting October 1st against the Wild. You got the Wild and the Stars coming in for the season opening two-game homestand. Those are potentially the two teams at the top of your division, two teams that have been adding, and I think two great teams for the Preds to measure up against right off the drop.
Max Herz with Preds Radio joins us now on the Chase and McJoe Show. Max, when it comes to the, I guess, 11 back-to-backs that Chase brought up earlier in today's show, how do you see the goaltender distribution being handed out? Obviously, you mentioned with Chase just a second ago that Andrew Brunette kind of coaching for his job this year. Could you see him being more on the instinctual side of things, of saying if a goaltender has the hot hand, he rides it? How do you decipher all that?
Well, I think if Eustace Onanen comes into camp and performs well, performs close to how he did at the end of last season, and then he went into the World Championships and was in goal for every game for Finland, and they won the gold medal in the world. So he's on top of his game right now. I think if Onanen holds up his end of the bargain, which again is not a guarantee because he's someone who's never been a full-time starter in the NHL before, I think they can find a way to lay out a much better split for Saros and Onanen this year. Obviously, back-to-backs are an easy way to do that. But down the stretch, Onanen was starting the big games for the team. He started game number 81 when the Preds were still in the playoff chase. So I think in October, they'll find a way to split it as long as Onanen earns that playing time. And only one of those 11 back-to-backs are in October.
And also, when it comes to the back end of the schedule, the last 2 weeks, five of the last six games being at home, what does that mean? Not only for the players kind of ending the season on home ice for the most part, but what does that mean for them, but also for the fans?
Yeah, I think the Preds were slowed a little bit by being on the road last year with how taxing the travel was last season. And I think this year, looking at the schedule, they've stretched it out by a couple weeks. They did add two more games. But it looks like the closest to what the schedule should be since before COVID. There are a lot of stretches with 2, 3, even 4 days without a game for the Preds. And even though they do have basically the same amount of back-to-backs as last year, I think the back-to-backs are simpler, even though none of them are home and home, which is a little disappointing. But the travel makes a lot more sense this year. And I think by the time you get to those last couple of weeks to be at home, that could really help if they are playing for something at the end.
Max Herz is with us from Preds Radio. 18 afternoon games, including Halloween, Black Friday, New Year's Day. I mean, there's some, you know, just regular work week games that are in there too. We talked about that some last year for the international audience. I love this, that you're going to have a lot of midday games.
Yeah, I think this is something that the Predators and the league have gotten fan feedback on, that people like day games, and it's great for families. The Preds have so many Saturday home games. They ask for as many Saturdays in Smashville as they can, and because the NHL gives them a lot of those can be day games, which is great. And to me, the thing that stood out the moment I looked at the schedule was the holiday games. You're home on Halloween, which is a Saturday. You're home on Black Friday. You're home on the day after Christmas. They moved the Christmas break by a day. It's now the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It used to be there were no games on the 24th, 25th, and 26th, but the 26th is a Saturday, so the Preds are home on both ends of Christmas, including the Red Wings, the day after Christmas, which is a Saturday night. Then they're home on New Year's Day. Then they're home on the final day of the season, which, again, is another Saturday. So 13 home day games out of the 42 home games is amazing. A couple of those are weekdays. One of those is the Monday after Thanksgiving, and then the other one is a Wednesday in January. And the Preds were the guinea pig for that last year from the NHL. I believe every team is going to have at least one home weekday day game, and that can also alleviate travel on a back-to-back too. So I think it's great. We do understand that there are going to be some people who can't make some of those, but it's something the NHL is working with. They think there are a lot of positives to it. And baseball does it all the time. Obviously, the summer is a different animal for whether or not people are working or going to school. But I think it's something that the NHL can fine-tune and really make into an asset for them.
Max, obviously it's fresh in everybody's brain with the schedule release today. But looking at it from a broad perspective, going month by month, do you compartmentalize the schedule a little bit and just figure out which months do the Preds really need to hit the ground running and collect points?
Well, I think October for a lot of reasons, and they're home so much too. They cannot afford what would be a fourth straight bad start. A lot of home games in October, not a lot of home games in November or December, and then really in January either. Then they're home a lot after the All-Star break in February. So October is going to be a month where you need to bank some points with, let's see, 9 home games and just 5 road games. So I think October is going to be a really important month. And if they can get into the second half of March competing for a playoff spot, they're going to have a lot of games on home ice down the stretch. only 3 road games in the final 4 weeks of the season, and 2 of those are in Chicago against a Blackhawks team that, if you were to write off a team as beatable in the NHL right now, it would be them. So the beginning and the end are very home-friendly for the Preds, but I think the whole thing is just better spaced out. I think the quality of play will be better because players will be better rested than they were the last couple of years with the condensed schedules.
Yeah, you mentioned better players because of the condensed schedule, so forth. Well, what are your thoughts? I don't know if anybody's asked you this yet about just the recent transactions that they've brought in with these players. What are your thoughts on Maverick Bourque being a new acquisition to this roster?
Yeah, to me, Maverick Bourque is absolutely the headliner of what they've done. I think that's going to be a signature transaction of Chris McFarland, and I think it has the chance to be one of the best trades in Fred's history. To get him without giving up any premium assets in return, a second and a third round pick for the ideal player to join your team at the right time, at the right age, at the right position, at the right skill set right now, I think that was the perfect player for them to add. I think Jack Drury and Ross Colton will be solid, and Drury's going to have a role for a long time, signing a 5-year contract. But to me, Bourque is the real headliner, and everybody else is guys who will play in bottom six roles that Chris McFarland knows from previous stops and knows he can trust. But the first big swing was Bourque. And I think over the next few years, McFarland will take his chances to do more things like that when they come up. But he's going to be choosy. He's not going to do it all this summer just to do it this year. He's thinking with the long term in mind, and I just can't believe they really didn't have to give up anything of great value to get Bourque and then sign him to what I think was a pretty reasonable contract from a team perspective, too, 6-year deal.
Max, along those lines, I look at this roster, and obviously we've seen, you know, you mentioned the additions, Bourque, Colton, Drury are the big ones, but I also kind of feel like they might have to make some subtractions between now and training camp. What's kind of your thoughts on some potential moves that they haven't made yet?
Well, whoever doesn't play well in training camp isn't going to play on opening night, and I think that's great. And McFarland has just assembled guys who he thinks could fit in different places. Obviously, they have more forwards on the roster right now than spots on the opening night lineup card. So that's good. It is all about competition in camp. Nothing is assured. It doesn't matter if you're homegrown or if you're McFarland's guy or where you were drafted. You have to go out and earn it. And I think that's a message that's going to quickly leak down from McFarland through the coaching staff into the players. And I think it's going to set a new tone for the present training camp, that every single job is up for grabs. Nothing is guaranteed. And the best players will go out and play every night, and it's going to be who mixes in the best. And I think that's what it's got to be. When you're a team that hasn't made the playoffs the last 2 years, everything has to be earned. Every spot has to be up for grabs. So I think he is absolutely managing it the right way. Will Adam Edstrom make the team as the fourth-line center? They trade a fifth-round pick for him. If he plays well enough, he will. If not, he goes to Milwaukee. Will Alex Kerfoot play on the fourth line? If he's one of the 12 best forwards, he will. But if not, he can be a healthy scratch on opening night. That's fine. Are Ozzie Weisblatt and Reed Schaefer NHLers? Time for them to stick. So everybody's got something to prove. So I really like the way he's laid it out. I don't mind that they have too many forwards.
Granted, there's still a long ways to go before training camp, but were you surprised that they didn't do as much defensively with free agency and trades to this point?
Not really. I think they've got 8 that they can roll forward with. So I think they're okay where they're at. The premium defensemen didn't come on the market. Like, I wouldn't have wanted the Preds to get Darnell Nurse or anybody like that. So I think they're going to see how their internal defensemen develop and maybe try and make a move down the road.
Max, great job as always. Good to talk to you. And you and I can plan because we know what we're doing now.
Yeah, if anybody wants to know where I'm going to be, it's now on the internet. So go see that Fred schedule.
There you go. Thank you, Max.
All right, see you guys. See you.
Max Herz from Preds Radio, and of course,
the World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.